angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Late Night Convo with your host, of course, me, Spirit. Guys, I have missed you so much. Sorry, it's been a while. I've been reconstructing myself, getting things started, making sure things is right, dotting my I's and crossing my T's. If I said it right, I think I said it backwards, but it's okay. But guys, I am so happy to be in you guys' presence tonight. I just needed to vent and get some stuff out. So in the morning, honey, I am okay. So let's just sit back, lay down, shoot, even if you got to smoke outside, and let's talk about our late night convo discussion. Okay, guys, so I have been going through it all. I've been going through a lot of things, and I've been seeing a lot of synchronicities, and honestly, they are all coming to me all at once. And I just keep thinking to myself, how in the hell am I supposed to understand what's going on? But you know what? I honestly think to myself, how do we cope with things that feels like it's just taking forever to understand, you know? And my topic of discussion is, how do you cope with trauma? Now, I got this from another podcast, and I just want to shout them out because they were dope enough to let me use this topic. I inboxed them. They go by no.ops.podcast. If you go on Instagram, you can find them. Shout out to you guys. I really love that y'all gave me the permission to get this topic out there, but I feel like it touched me personally because I've been going through a lot of stuff and I've been dealing with, you know, a lot of trauma that's, you know, have erupted. As you guys know, I was raped this year, and also I was going through a lot of stuff, a lot of transformations, but now I'm able to talk about it. And I just value you guys, No Ops Podcast, because you didn't go, no, you can't use that. You said, of course, why not? And I can't do nothing but shout you guys out for that. And also shout out to @Nyesha, and that's NYEESHA with the capital D. She's the one that does the little pictures that I saw, and it is beautiful. So girl, you is working it out there. Just want to shout you out. But how do you cope with trauma? So I recently talked to somebody that I considered close, and just told them, you know, everything that I felt. And honestly, looking back at it, I wish I never did, because at the end of the day, we wind up arguing and now we don't speak. So I often think to myself, is there anything I could have changed? Is there anything I could have done to, you know, get that part of, you know, the conversation to go away? And I don't think it was any other way. I feel like we needed to have that. And I often think to myself now, Tony, what is it that you want? What is it that you need? What is it that you search for and seek for when it comes down to healing? And honestly, I search for answers. I am a questionnaire person. I like to ask questions. That's just me. I'm not one of those kids, you know, the kids that's like, what's this and why is that? No. If I don't know, if I don't understand what's going on, I will ask you, what is going on? You know, so I often just do that. I do that so I can learn from my understanding. And it reverts back to traumatic situations. I ask myself, is there anything I could have did to change, you know, the situation? There's plenty of things I could have did to change the situation. But I feel like sooner or later it would have happened, because that man was a creep. And I was not listening to my intuition. You know, I even had a glimpse of knowing this, of beware, this person would do this to you. But I'm thinking, you know, my mind is just telling me this, and I'm not going to, you know, he's probably a good person. Don't judge him. And I should have listened to my gut and my intuition. And You know, how I dealt with that trauma, I honestly went to the beach with my close friends and I let it go. Once I went there, I cleared my mind of everything. I cried. I consoled myself to my best friends. They all was gathered there to help me. I just went to the sea and just let it all out. And that was actually my first time ever going on the beach. So that was so refreshing. And after that happened, I talked about it and I let it go. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I think as far as life, we go through traumatic things. It's traumatic. I can't, you know, control what's going to happen in my life. But I can pick and choose what's going to take over me. And I think as far as that traumatic situation in my life, I was able to let that go and let God, and also just know that that was not the first and that would not be the last of me falling down, but I can pick myself up and, you know, keep going. And I just wonder, and I think to myself, what would life be, you know, if we didn't have this type of thing going on in our lives? I really honestly don't think we will learn anything if we did not take heed, you know, of what's going on. And honestly, I feel like things would not have been the same if I didn't experience that. So I'm not saying I wanted that to happen. I'm saying I'm grateful that that happened in my life, because if it didn't happen, I would not know how to survive from that. I want to really talk about love as well. Guys, y'all know I am a love freak, but I've noticed that I have a fear of love. Love is something that, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's another traumatic or another thing that I'm traumatized about. Love. I honestly felt like I've never felt genuine love from guy of interest. I don't know what love is. And a couple of months in, I thought I knew what it was, but apparently I don't. And it's okay, you know, it's okay to be scared of love, but you have to be able to open yourself to it so you can know what genuine love is. I thank so many people for showing me, you know, they care about me. But it's also like, when can you finally experience unconditional, genuine, never ending, never shaken love? Does that even exist? Like, I really want to know, does that really exist? If it does, I want to find it. And I want to be in that presence, because it's so hard. It's so hard to fall in love and stay in love. But it's so hard to even love. Love is a scary thing. And I hate to be in it, because I am a diehard lover. I'm a ride or die. And once I'm attached, I'm attached. And once it's time to detach, it's hard for me. But lately, I've become numb to it. So I guess it's easier for me to detach. I honestly like it like that, because I don't want to show my hurt anymore. And it sucks. And I know what y'all are thinking. Where did it come from, love? This is deep, girl. Where did you... Just know, I've been thinking, and sometimes love is a losing game, but it's a starting point into an everlasting journey. One thing I've done that I am so proud of is that I finally learned how to love myself first. I started my self-love journey, I feel like a year ago. Yes, a year ago. My son is 1 year old. So around one year ago, 2 years ago, one and a half, I honestly woke myself up and said, are you happy at what you look at? And I said, no. So I sat there and I go, then you do something about it. So I did. And guys, let me tell you, that was the best decision I could have ever made, because it taught me how to love myself again. Nobody can love me like I love me. So I know that. But it's an extra push. It's an extra step to know that somebody's out there. Somebody that's in this universe as we live in can love you just as much. Not like, but just as much as you love yourself. Ain't that awesome? Like, that is the mother load. And I think nowadays, love is taken for granted, that once you lose that person's love, now you want to take it back. Now you want to, no. I want to do it now. Or no. I know what I got. I know what I got. I want it back. No. A woman that loves herself, or a man that loves herself, they will come into the realization that no matter how much you love somebody else, if they can't love you for the amount that you love them, that it's not enough. So you have to go and love yourself. And I'm okay with that. And I'm also okay with being alone. If it means that the man that I'm waiting for is alone as well, and we're trying to find each other, baby, I'm coming. It's just taking me a few minutes. And I like that saying and that mind. But have you ever thought about that? Somebody is out there. Not just anybody. This is your man's. This is your woman. This is your soulmate. This is your ideal of the love that you have been yearning for. It's out there waiting on you just like you are waiting on them. And it's just, they haven't gotten to you yet. Ain't that crazy? I mean, who wouldn't want to wait for the love of their lives? Who would want to settle for somebody that's toxic? Somebody that's, I mean, they like you. They love the attributes that you do for them. But other than that, you all right. Nobody want to settle for that. And on top of that, nobody wants to deal with somebody that you knew that it wasn't working, but then you try to go back and you're begging them, you know, bring me back, just take me back. And they're like, don't really want you, but you know what? I could play with your mind though, because I know you're gonna, you know, eventually come around. So I'm just gonna play with your mind anyway. You don't want nobody like that. Love yourself first. Be your own wishing well. Be your own guide. Be your own true self. And I promise you, the love that you're waiting for, the love that you want, the love that you have, will be right there around the corner saying, where have you been all my life? Thank you guys for listening to the Late Night Convo. I know it was short, I'm sorry, but I feel like I had to just release all that. And the question I have for you today is, what and how do you deal with trauma? What trauma have you dealt with that you smoothed it over and now you're strong? I know y'all heard that. Don't be alarmed. It's fireworks. I love you now like I love you then. Peace and prosperity. Much love. Good night.